Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said anybody who's relaxed these days is probably nervous about it. We appreciate the opportunity again of Bible study. We're glad that you're listening, and we appreciate your telling others about our Bible Meditations program. We like to study the Word of God, and I'm sure that you do as well. That's the reason that you listen from time to time to our program. We appreciate everyone who listens to our program. We're hopeful that the program is a helpful one and that our study of the Word of God is a welcome pause in the midst of a very busy day. Each of us fill our days with activities that we feel are very important. But it's always great to take time to study and to think about those things taught in God's Word. We were looking yesterday at the fourth chapter of the book of John. In a discussion with a Samaritan woman, the Lord pointed out the fact that the place of worship, whether in the mountain that she was looking at or whether at Jerusalem, really was not important. What was important was this: God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now let it be remembered that as we were looking at verse 23, Jesus said, "There is such a thing as a true worshiper." That indicates there are some people whose worship is not true. That is, it's not acceptable in the sight of God. Is that really what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, when he said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching four doctrines, the commandments of men." You see, the requirements for acceptable worship must be there. But notice the word vain. In vain they do worship me. In spite of the doctrine of political correctness that is accepted by so many people in our world today, the Bible teaches very plainly there is a right and there is a wrong. If we follow the wrong way, the consequence is there with that which we have done. If we worship God aright, then that pleases God. If we do not worship God according to his will, then that worship is rejected. And so to say it is vain worship simply means it doesn't avail anything. I'm sure that everybody listening to our program wants to know that the worship they offer to God pleases God. We're not doing this merely as a matter of filling in time or just simply during the activities of the day finding something to do. We're doing it because we want to worship our Father. Our Father is worthy of the worship that we offer unto him. Worship really means to bow the knee before. It's the idea of those who are the created bowing the knee before the one who is the creator. We like to do that because we owe that kind of worship to our Father in heaven. But the fact that we want to do the right thing, even if we do something that is contrary to the will of God, God isn't going to say, "Well, that's okay. If you want to worship some other way, you go ahead and do it." The Bible teaches that worship that doesn't meet requirements given by God is vain worship. All right, let's look now at some of those things that God has said that must be true if our worship pleases him. First of all, notice from our text that worship must be in truth. Now, if the question comes up, what is truth? You remember Pilate asking that question. What is truth? Well, I look at John 17 and verse 17, and I hear the Lord saying, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." So the Word of God is the truth. When I'm talking about truth, I'm talking about what God has said. Now, isn't that what governed the sacrifice of Abel? As you read in the 11th chapter of the Hebrew letter in verse 4, Abel offered a sacrifice by faith. Where does faith come from? Is that something you say, God, give me faith, and God just pours it out upon you? Well, look at Romans 10 and verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing what? What is it that produces faith in the minds of men? Well, of course, it's by hearing the word of God. When a person listens to the word of God, then that builds his faith. He becomes stronger in faith and pleases God because he's listening to what God has to say to him. So our text suggests God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Since the word of God is truth, that would mean I do what he authorizes for me to do. There's a great passage, Colossians 3 and verse 17, relating to worship. This passage says this, whatsoever you do, that would be worship plus any other thing that you engage in. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Well, the passage indicates that in order for my activity to please God, it must be in truth. It must be according to the Word of God. It must be authorized by Jesus Christ. When I say I do something in the name of, I'm simply saying it's by the authority of the person who is thus named. Well, we understand that. Frequently, we have occasion that someone comes to be married, and I say, in the name of the state of West Virginia, because the state of West Virginia authorized that that be done. If a person does something and it is said, it's in the name of that person or of that state, whatever it might be, that just means that person or that state authorized what was being done. Well, if I worship in the name of Christ, that means Christ authorized it, doesn't it? It means that I'm doing what he said he wanted me to do. Who among us could guess what it is that pleases God? I'm not talking about reading in the Bible what God said pleased him. I'm talking about just making a guess out of the blue and say, well, I guess this is what pleases God. The only way we can know what really pleases him is for him to tell us. That's the reason the Bible is so important to those of us who are trying to serve God. The ideas of men do not fill the bill. We must do what the Lord said that we must do. Look again at Matthew chapter 15, 8 and 9. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now look at this passage. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. You see, it isn't that they have done what the Lord authorized. It isn't that they're following God's word as the standard to be followed in religious activity. It's simply that they have gone out on their own and are teaching the doctrines and the commandments of men. Men do not have a right to discern of themselves what will please God. That's what a lot of people think that they can do. Well, I like something, therefore God will be happy with it. Really, it doesn't make any difference what you and I like. The question is, what does God like? And the only way I can know what God likes is for him to tell me. That's the reason a Bible study is vitally important. If I worship God, I have to know what God has said that He likes, not guess with what people are doing, what the majority of people seem to think is right. That's not what we're concerned about. We're concerned about what did God say He wanted us to be doing in order to be pleasing to Him. The Lord willing, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow, and I hope that you'll listen once more. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.